Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on this program today, we are going to travel down some famous streets of four American cities. Many jazz pieces are named after highways, roads, streets, or intersections, etc. So why not start with the streets of New Orleans? I've got four lined up, starting with the swing-era band of Bob Crosby, Bing's little brother, with South Rampart Street Parade, a downtown street where several jazz venues were located in the early days. Then singer Laverne Butler from her 2001 album, A Foolish Thing to Do, with Basin Street Blues, an old standard about the French Quarter street that once contained the famous red light district of Storyville. After that, Bourbon Street Parade by the Dukes of Dixieland, about the street where the action is in the French Quarter. Followed by Perdido Street Stomp, recorded by the Mez Mezro Sidney Bechet Septet in 1945.
Come along with me to the
Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, stream down the river down to New Orleans. The band's there to meet us, old friends to greet us. Where all the poor and rich folks meet. Yes, it's Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet. In New Orleans, land of dreams, you never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. I'm glad to be, yes, sirree. Well, welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
all the big shots down on Bourbon Street.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are cruising down some great American streets today. I have a couple of instrumentals commemorating two famous streets in San Francisco, starting with George Winston on solo piano, with his rendition of San Francisco native Vince Guaraldi's Treat Street. Then Boogie Woogie pianist Mead Lux Lewis and his trio playing Bush Street Boogie. We are listening to street jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Now let's move on to the streets of New York City in this next set, starting with percussionist Ray Barreto and his sextet New World Spirit from the 1999 album Taboo, playing one titled 99 McDougal Street, followed by Diana Krall at the mic and on the piano with her version of the standard Broadway, with a trio from her 1994 album Only Trust Your Heart, Christian McBride on bass and Louis Nash on drums. And the third piece is Slummin' on Park Avenue, an Irving Berlin composition done by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1937.
Thank you. Broadway, Broadway, everybody's happy and gay. Where the night is brighter than day. Up along Broadway, sweethearts and beaux, dressed up in the Sunday best clothes, on their way to movies and shows. Up along Broadway, out of town, I'm low down. When I walk along the main street, anywhere, I don't care. I always find a main street just another plain street. Broadway, take a little time out to play, where the joy of living holds.
Broadway, out of town, I'm on down. on and take me clubbing. Let's go clubbing on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the class passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go do it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue.
You've got Dr. Jazz on your radio, who has lined up four works depicting some of the streets of the Los Angeles area. We'll start with Buddy Collette and a quintet doing St. Andrew's Place Blues from his 1957 album, Man of Many Parts. Buddy is on clarinet for this one. Then guitarist Lee Ritenour playing Ocean Avenue, a famous beachfront street from his Westbound album of 1993. After that, vibraphonist Cal Chater, backed up by an all-star band in 1964, playing Sunset Boulevard. And lastly, Count Basie and his big band in 1961 doing Vine Street Rumble from the album Kansas City Suite. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.